Voters in New Hampshire have a unique opportunity compared with the rest of the country. They can easily get up-close looks at all the candidates who visit the first-in-the-nation primary state. Long-shot candidates from Jimmy Carter to John McCain have used the chance to meet and greet voters across New Hampshire to launch successful national campaigns and, in some cases, go on to win their party's nominations, even the presidency. But the importance of the face-to-face campaigning for which New Hampshire is so famous is sometimes exaggerated. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks has this look at some New Hampshire primary myths.
In this season, you can pretty much pick any day of the week and head out to a local fire station, house party, or VFW hall somewhere in New Hampshire and get really close to the candidates running for president. And they'll all tell you pretty much the same thing about the importance of this state. Here's Democrat Bernie Sanders at a recent event at Nashua Community College.
If we can win in New Hampshire, we have a real path toward victory, to pulling off one of the major political upsets in the history of our country.
And here's Republican Chris Christie wrapping up a town meeting in Loudoun.
From each and every one of you, I'm asking for your vote. I don't want to be in your top three anymore. They must teach that in school in New Hampshire, right? Every person I go to, well, you're in my top three. I'm done with your top three, everybody. It's time to get to business. I'm asking for the vote. I want your vote on February 9th. All right?
Christie has held about 40 town hall meetings in New Hampshire, more than any other candidate. He's still lagging in national polls, but in New Hampshire, he's climbed into second place behind Donald Trump. The chairman of Christie's campaign in New Hampshire is Wayne McDonald, who says all those visits are paying off. And McDonald knows something about this. He was co-chair of John McCain's campaign back in 2000, when McCain practically moved to New Hampshire and won the primary and almost won the Republican presidential nomination. McDonald was a supporter in 2008 when McCain used the same strategy, won again in New Hampshire, and then went on to win the nomination.
His fundraising had fallen off. You know, his political organization had suffered some major setbacks, and yet he was able to bring it back and actually win in New Hampshire. And it brought him all the way to Minneapolis and to the nomination of the party.
But tonight, we sure showed him what a comeback looks like.
This is John McCain declaring victory in the 2008 New Hampshire primary.
And when they asked, how are you going to do it? You're down in the polls. You don't have the money. I answered, I'm going to New Hampshire, and I'm going to tell people the truth.
In fact, McCain had started the hard work of grassroots organizing and campaigning in New Hampshire 8 years earlier, during that first presidential run back in 2000, when he held a record 114 town meetings across the state.
What people sometimes forget is that the first several were, you know, a couple of dozen people turning out, and sometimes they'd be bribed to be there with free ice cream.
Fergus Cullen is a former chair of the New Hampshire Republican Party. He's also the author of Granite Steps, a new history of the first-in-the-nation presidential primary.
Now, over the course of that campaign, he did four stops in Peterborough, for example, four town hall meetings in one community, and the first one had like 60 people, and the next one had like 150, and then there were 300. And then finally, there were nearly 1,000 people.
So that's the promise of New Hampshire, that a candidate can take advantage of all those face-to-face meetings with voters and from there launch a viable national campaign.
I started my own campaign 21 months ago. I didn't have any political organization, not much money. Nobody knew who I was.
The most famous example of this was Jimmy Carter in 1976. The one-term governor from Georgia came to the state as a virtual unknown and went to work.
Shaking hands, talking to people, and listening.
And the famous quote from him as he introduced himself to someone, and he says, I am Jimmy Carter, I'm running for president. And the response was, Jimmy who? Nobody knew him.
This is Andy Smith, a political science professor and director of the UNH Polling Center. He says Jimmy Carter was the first candidate to use the New Hampshire primary so effectively.
And he did campaign doggedly at a time when no other candidates were really doing this.
But now just about everybody's doing it. So Smith says it doesn't really give anyone an advantage. And he says this is one of the myths about New Hampshire. that underfunded long-shot candidates can come out of nowhere, campaign across the state, and achieve success like Jimmy Carter or John McCain.
Campaigning here a lot is not going to win you the nomination. In fact, the candidates who campaign the most in New Hampshire are typically candidates who have no chance of winning. So this cycle, we're seeing the two Republicans campaigning here the most are Lindsey Graham and George Pataki. Neither of them are polling above 1%. And the reason they're campaigning here is that they have no money and no organization to do any other kind of campaigning.
Smith says what wins in New Hampshire is what wins nationally. Money and organization, which are far more important than meet-and-greet grassroots campaigning. And by the way, if face-to-face campaigning mattered so much, how to explain the popularity of this guy?
We've got to get down to the problems. We can't worry about being politically correct. We just can't afford anymore to be so politically correct.
No matter what Donald Trump says, whether it's politically correct or not, it hasn't hurt his standings in the polls, at least not yet. And he's, well, trumping conventional wisdom that candidates need to engage directly with voters in New Hampshire. In fact, he hasn't done any New Hampshire-style campaign events. No town hall meetings, no answering questions from voters, just an occasional big rally or events like his recent appearance in Portsmouth when he flew in to accept the endorsement of a New England police union, spoke for 10 minutes, and then left. Again, former New Hampshire GOP Chairman Fergus Cullen.
Well, that's true. I mean, I don't think there are 500 people in New Hampshire who have shaken his hand along this process. I don't think there are 25 people who have been able to ask him a question. And if this is successful for him in that he wins the primary, he'll be the first candidate ever to have done that.
In fact, others have done it, but it's been a while. Back in 1952, for example, when he was Supreme Commander of NATO, Dwight D. Eisenhower won the New Hampshire Republican primary without ever setting foot in the state. To talk about another myth, let's meet Debbie Rapson from Manchester. She's a Republican who hasn't yet made up her mind about who she'll vote for, but she knows it won't be Donald Trump.
I think he's a radical. I don't think you can fire China if they don't go the way you want them to go. I think America is made up of a melting pot of people, and I don't think you can just close out people because of their religion. Otherwise, none of us would be here.
Debbie Rapson is one of those well-informed New Hampshire voters who attends multiple campaign events, who candidates work so hard to win over. But Andy Smith of UNH says the idea that the state is full of voters like Debbie Rapson is a myth, because according to his surveys, only 10 to 20% of New Hampshire voters attend any campaign events at all. Now, compared to other states, that's a lot.
But that means that 80 to 90% did not attend some sort of an event like that, because most voters just aren't that interested in politics.
In other words, the idea that's so prevalent in this season, that so many New Hampshire residents love politics, is perhaps the biggest myth of all. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.